Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening.
The disappearance of Kata Scott, the latest on KYW News Radio.
Human remains have been located in the Germantown area where police centered their search for missing Kata Scott. Our partners at NBC 10 citing police sources who say the female remains were found behind the abandoned Ada Lewis Middle School near the Aubury Arboretum. The remains are apparently no older than a week. They have not been identified as yet. Police originally searched the arboretum on October 10th, but failed to find anything. Philadelphia's district attorney pointed the blame at city judges for not keeping defendant Keon King behind bars while awaiting a hearing in an armed kidnapping case earlier this year. King has been charged with kidnapping the 23-year-old Kata Scott. Missing for nearly 2 weeks. Here is KYW's crime and justice reporter, Kristen Johansson.
District Attorney Larry Krasner withdrew charges against Keon King after he says a judge ordered them to because the victim and witness in the kidnapping case failed to appear in court, and it was because of bail.
If this man was locked up, she might have showed. It could have made all the difference in the world at the first listing if this man was locked up.
Krasner says they wanted $1 million bail, but a judge set it at $200,000, which King paid 10% of and got out. He says the reason they didn't appeal for a higher bail.
You have the option of trying to do what is often a midnight or 3 o'clock in the morning telephonic appeal to a municipal court judge. The unfortunate reality is that some, but not all, of these judges don't want you calling them in the middle of the night. And if you do, they lower the bail.
Former municipal court judge Pat Dugan, who is running against Krasner in November for district attorney, says that's not true.
You can do an appeal immediately after the arraignment court. If you don't like what that municipal court judge does, you can go immediately to the Court of Common Pleas. If you don't like what the Court of Common Pleas judge, you can go to the Superior Court. So the district attorney has multiple opportunities to appeal a bail decision.
Krasner did briefly note that they could have done more before withdrawing that case. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
More than 2,500 No Kings 2.0 protests against the Trump administration taking place throughout the country Saturday. Here in Philadelphia, demonstrators marched from City Hall to Independence Mall. Diane Gaffney from Philadelphia says she showed up to voice her opinion about several issues.
My sign says there's no sign big enough to list all the reasons. I hate what they're doing to the immigrants. I have two daughters, so women's rights is very important to me. The environment.
Mira from Phoenixville came dressed as a character from the TV show The Handmaid's Tale. She says she's protesting the Trump administration, stripping rights from immigrants, women, and LGBTQ people.
I think that we need to fight against it in every way we can, whether it's, you know, doing No Kings protest, going and, you know, calling your senators and like representatives, doing what Chicago's doing, protesting at the ICE centers.
The massive crowds in Philadelphia and across the country, even larger than the ones in June, when some 5 million people took to the streets nationwide. Republicans criticized today's events, with House Speaker Mike Johnson calling them Hate America rallies. Another big event in Philadelphia on Saturday, the bike ride. KYW's Connor Barkon has highlights from Aiken's Oval.
The Philly bike ride shut down a 20-mile loop from the Benjamin Franklin Parkway through Manayunk and back to the Art Museum so cyclists like Dexter Garner from Brooklyn, New York, can enjoy a safe ride.
It's motivation to see, like, the young people start riding because we have screens everywhere. It's kind of, you know, leading you to be sedentary. So this encourages you to get out.
Garner's friend Aisha A. Scott stuck around to help him rent a new bike after Garner popped his tire before the ride began.
So we were like, listen, we're going to find you a bike. You're riding. We didn't come all the way out here.
Between the 6,000 cyclists that signed up for this year's event and the thousands of political protesters taking part in the No Kings March, drivers should keep aware of road closures throughout the day. At Aiken's Oval, Connor Barkon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Six people recovering following a shooting reportedly involving two rival motorcycle gangs. This was at a Wawa in Montgomery County. Happened shortly after 9 p.m. last night at the Wawa on West Main Street in West Norridan Township. Police say the injured were taken to the hospital at this time. Police are calling it an isolated incident, saying there's no ongoing threat to the public. This is an active investigation. Police asking if you have any information to please contact the West Norridan Township Police Department or the Montgomery County Detective's Office. The man accused of shooting and killing another man at a Center City SEPTA station yesterday, now facing murder charges. Authorities say this happened just before 7:30 yesterday morning when police found 27-year-old West Philadelphia resident Syed Ali Young in the City Hall Broad Street Line station. He was suffering from a gunshot wound to the chest, was taken to Jefferson Hospital, where he died a few hours later. 27-year-old Dawiz Idris Munson of the city's West Powelton neighborhood surrendered to police with a gun later on that day. This, according to officials, he is now charged with murder and related offenses. A motive has yet to be released. However, police said an argument appears to have started this. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.